I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us have an overflowing collection of early life experiences and memories. Some, I imagine, are glorious and some, well, not so much. Whether these memories are warm and fuzzy or profoundly traumatic, presumably all of us can reach into the rich assortment and pull out at least a handful of truly formative, perhaps life-altering experiences. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Mike Fink.
I'm trying to figure out what I believe. I gaze backward at the steps that led me to my career, which is teaching, poetry, or at least poetic values. My literary life began in 1936 in front of the fireplace when I was just 3. From bookcases around the hearth, my mother would take down, among the red-bound Harvard classics, the volume of Fables and Folktales. The value they all shared was, be kind to animals. If you are sincerely courteous, kindly, to other creatures, it will bring you blessings and luck. Fast forward to my high school days. My uncle, a World War II GI, studying and living with his bride and 2 young sons in a little golden yellow cottage on the Rhode Island School of Design campus, a fairy tale dwelling in a miniature woodland, a wee world with a gate protecting or isolating it from the city below and above. My young cousins had a sick goldfish. I got a frantic call from my uncle, who teased me with the nickname Nature Boy from the Nat King Cole song. He said the pet fish had lost its tail and was almost floating at the top of its bowl. I asked my chemistry teacher if she could recommend a remedy for this malady. She pronounced potassium permanganate. I went to a black onyx pharmacy counter and got a tiny packet of purple crystals. I took the potent potion and with a delicate net placed the ailing goldfish into the fungicidal bath. Then I put it back. Next day I got a call from my uncle. You really are a wizard. The fish is much better. It even regrew its tail, but it came back silver. Gray, that is. As soon as I graduated not only from high school but from college, my uncle, by now a professor of painting and printmaking, introduced me to the president of RISD, who offered me a position within the new English department. This golden fish was a biblical, prophetic, angelic creature, rewarding me for saving its life by saving mine. What was I to do with my adult independence? The fish knew. The stories to which we are exposed at the dawn of our minds imprint themselves upon our spirits. That's what I believe. That our human future depends upon our respect and kindness to souls that share the natural resources of our planet community.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He's produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.